Well, good evening, everybody. Let me turn off these beeps. My goodness. Welcome, 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 everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium. And thanks so much for joining us here on this Tuesday night training call. And some big news to start off tonight's call. Huge congratulations to Sarah Rhinelander and her husband, Diego. They made it to two-star crown here this week, this month. And congratulations to their amazing team of people who have been holding down the fort as they've been down in Uruguay. So Sarah and Diego and their whole family have been down visiting Diego's family down in Uruguay. And it really is a testament to the organization that they've built and the quality of people that are on their team and the coaching and the empowerment that they've been doing and the leadership skills that they've been sharing and showing. And, you know, what an amazing story when you think about the idea of owning your business rather than being owned by your business. I think they've been gone for, 6 weeks or so. And Sarah stayed very plugged in, so it's not like she's been on vacation the whole time. But, you know, it's very rare that you're able to go out of the country for 6 weeks and to see your team grow. And we'll have Sarah on a call here in the next week or two for sure. She's got an amazing story. She's a talented leader and inspires others and really understands how to build this business and build a rock-solid team. So she made it to Crown just 6 short months ago, and now on to two-star, and it's a huge accomplishment with a week to go, and there are people rank advancing and double rank advancing and triple rank advancing, and a lot of excitement going on, not only in the island of Kauai where they're from, but also all across Northern California, especially in Oregon and Washington, and just new energy happening in lots of parts of the country because of Sarah and because of Diego. So congratulations, and it's always fun to celebrate new leadership emerging, and you know, what a great story, and looking forward to celebrating them at Unconvention, celebrating them at Convention. I know they'll be at both events. Sarah's one of the leaders of the Millennial Advisory Council, and I know that they've got a huge group of people coming to Unconvention and a huge group of people coming to Convention. And so, you know, I like to say success leaves clues, and it's not a surprise that our fastest growing team is showing up in a big way at our biggest event. So exciting stuff. Like I said, we'll hear from Sarah here in the next week or two. And speaking of events, we've got Go Big trainings coming up here in the next week. Colorado, Dr. Dana McGrady, who's a two-star crown, flying out to Colorado, and she and I are going to be doing an event here this weekend in Westminster. And I know that the mother-daughter team of Kathy Agata and Jody Kelly, both two-star crowns, are going to be in Central California in Paso Robles. So there was a big Go Big training in New York City. Amy Venner-Handy, Riyadh, and the girls, first time they've ever been out to the East Coast. So I know they had an awesome group of people there. I believe David Scoltetti and Ian Farrar and Rachel Ortent and Alana Slavin and just Marina Simone flew up from Florida. And there's lots of people involved in making good things happen no matter where we are, East Coast, West Coast, Rocky Mountains. We're here to help. So make sure that you're looking at your events page, plugging in. We'll have more Go Big trainings. I think there's another one going to be popping up in Seattle, Washington, coming up later in the month of April. I believe Tracy Fujikani is going to be leading that three-star crown. So big stuff going on. Hey, this is the last week, speaking of big, to get your big convention payment plan. So if you don't have your big convention tickets, it's only $49 down. So $49 down, $50 a month for April, May, June, July, and you could be going to the big convention. Eric Worre going to be speaking 3 hours in the afternoon and then also 3 hours in the evening for Diamonds and Above. So lots of good stuff going on around our convention and, of course, Unconvention coming up next weekend. So I've been practicing my magic tricks and I am just a small part of the entertainment that's going to be there. David Sandoval's been working for weeks and weeks and weeks, clearing land and building shift pods and, you know, making sure everything is first class. I think we're going to have close to 300 people there. So it is going to be the largest family reunion probably ever a network marketing company has had. So make sure you stay plugged in on all the different opportunities, all the different events, all the different promotions. We've got a great promotion, of course, going on with winning a free dream trip. I don't think we've talked enough about this. You know, all you need to do is enroll 3 PLC members to get qualified. We gave away 2 trips last month. We'll give away 2 more trips this month. And anyone can win one of the trips from the consumer perspective. So make sure you look at your email blast. There's always great information there. And if you've got a team of people, make sure you're sharing it because you never know who's going to be excited about the product special, who's going to be excited about traveling to a Go Big event, who's going to be getting their convention ticket. So make sure as a leader that you're sharing information, and if you are, good things are going to happen. So that's just a couple of the updates, but certainly the most important one is congratulations to Sarah and Diego. So I'm really excited about tonight's call. It's a call that I haven't done in a while, and it's called the 10 Irrefutable Laws of Network Marketing. And irrefutable is kind of a fancy word, but it comes from a book by John Maxwell. John Maxwell is one of the most famous leadership authors out there, one of the most famous leadership speakers out there, and he wrote a book called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And irrefutable is just something that's always true. So, you know, if it's an irrefutable law, it means it's always true. And, you know, that's a great way to build your business, is to build your business on a solid principle, on a solid rock that you can step on, and you know that it's always true. And since it's always true, it's solid ground for you as you're elevating your life and elevating your business. And so I wanted to share, you know, my version of the 10 irrefutable laws of network marketing. And, you know, I've been in and around this industry now for more than 25 years, and I've had the good fortune of working with leaders like Sarah and Diego and, you know, all of our top crowns, and I've worked with many other companies, and having worked in other companies, I've, you know, had the good fortune of watching different leaders with different styles, some are very product-oriented, and some are very business-oriented, and some are very community-oriented. Some are great at, you know, certain skills, and some are great at certain communication styles. And, you know, you learn a little bit from everybody that you meet, but certainly you want to look at the people who are very successful, and as I say, success leaves clues. And so I wanted to share with you 10 of the clues that I've seen, that I've learned, that can help you to build on solid ground and for you to put a checklist together, if you will, of things that you either are or are not doing well or are or not focused on as far as how you're building your business. And so the first irrefutable law of network marketing is the law of duplication. It's the law of leverage. It's the law of compounding. And I'm sure that you've heard this story and this idea of taking a penny and doubling it every day for 30 days. And if you take a penny, double it every day for 30 days, that, believe it or not, you'll have more than $1 million. In fact, you'll have more than $5 million. The thing that most people don't realize is that after 10 days, you have only about 10 bucks. And so you would think it's been 10 days and I've got $10. That means that in 30 days, I'm going to have about $30. But actually, in 30 days, you're going to have about $5 million. And it's almost mind-boggling. Einstein called the idea of compounding one of the most powerful concepts in all of mathematics. And we use the law of leverage and the law of compounding in a really powerful way, because this is not a linear business. You're not trading hours for dollars. This is not direct selling. You're actually creating a network of people, and most of the effort happens creating that first and second level of the network, creating that first and second line of people. And if you do it right and you create a concept around duplication and compounding, then you will see that all that hard work to build that first level and second level can ultimately turn into dozens or hundreds or thousands of people. And, you know, the story of Sarah Rhinelander is just that amazing story of, you know, having a true residual income now where she's in South America and her business is growing because she's laid the foundation of duplication. So if you don't understand duplication, if you don't understand leverage, if you don't understand compounding, then it's hard for you to have a successful business. And the story of J. Paul Getty, you know, J. Paul Getty, one of the first billionaires, said, I'd rather be paid on 1% of the efforts of 100 people than 100% of my own efforts. And I really thought that was wrong. I really thought that concept was wrong, because if I'm an above average person and there's 100 average people, why would I want to get paid on 100 average people if I could get paid on 100% of my own above average work? But the fault in my thinking is that if I use 100% of my own efforts, I have nothing left to give. Whereas if I use 1% of 100 people's efforts, then I still have 100% or at least 99% to give. And that's where the concept of leverage is so powerful. And lots of people have a little bit of time. Lots of people have a little bit of money. Lots of people have a little bit of energy. And that's what we want to tap into. We want to tap into a lot of people doing a little bit. So that's law number one. Law number two is be worthy of duplication. So, you know, it's one thing to understand that it's about duplication. It's another thing to be worthy of duplication. And in our Fast Start Guide, we have five different commitments that we recommend that people make. And I just wanted to emphasize a couple of those commitments. The first is treat it like a business, it'll make you money. Treat it like a hobby, it'll cost you money. So treat your business like a business. That means sometimes you have to invest money. That means that, you know, hey, it could cost you hundreds of dollars to go to the big convention. It might take a full Saturday out of your life to go to the Go Big training. You know, there are, you know, investments that you make as a business person in time and in money that will pay off later. That goes right back to the concept of duplication. So be worthy of duplication. You want to constantly be inviting people on a consistent and regular basis, just following the system. And imagine that if everybody did what you did, if everybody did what you did, would that be a good day today? If everybody on your team did what you did this week, would that be a good week this week? So be that blueprint that people are wanting to duplicate. Be that person that people are wanting to duplicate, and your business is going to be in a good direction. Law number three is being at the right place at the right time. You know, it's the law of belief. It's the law of opportunity. And I believe we're in the right place at the right time. I believe that our products are really unique in the marketplace. More and more people are looking for organic and non-GMO superfoods. More and more people are looking to lose weight. More and more people are looking to improve their athletic performance. I also believe from a business standpoint that, you know, people are spending lots of time on their phones, up to 10 hours a day in front of their screen. And so, you know, this is an opportunity for us to show people how to make some screen money and to do it in a simple way. And I believe we're in front of all the big trends and all the right trends, and our storyline is amazing. We've been around 25 years, but we're still relatively new to network marketing. We've been on the Inc. 5000 list the last 3 years it's been reported. So we are at the right place at the right time. And if you fall in love with that story, you fall in love with that vehicle, you believe that this is the vehicle that you are going to promote, and you plant both your feet, then people will follow. People are not going to follow if you got 1 foot in and 1 foot out. People are not going to follow if you don't have that passion and excitement and energy in your voice. So you're at the right place at the right time. You just need to believe it and instill that belief in others, share it with other people, shout it from the rooftops, tell as many people as possible, and good things are going to happen. So that's law number three. Law number four is the law of attraction. You know, they say like attracts like. And so if you're looking for people who are fun, be fun. You know, if you're looking for people that are optimistic with good attitude and good energy, you know, you got to be that person. You've got to have those values. You've got to have that integrity. You've got to want people to succeed. You know, you have to have that caring, servant leadership energy. And if you have that caring servant leadership energy, you're going to find good-hearted people who have that energy as well. So be the person you want to attract. That's the law of attraction. That's law number four. Law number five is the law of process. It's the law of systems. It's being a tour guide. It's not getting caught up in being the issue. You want to promote the tools. You want to share the tools. You want to follow the game plan. You want to let the tools do the work for you so that you can have fun, so that it is easy, so that you can share your passion, and so that other people can follow the process as well. So make sure that, you know, as you're sharing, that you're sharing in a way that other people can see the simplicity in what you're doing. So I want to recap one more time. You know, law number one is the law of leverage or duplication. Law number two is being worthy of duplication. Law number three is the law of belief, being in the right place at the right time, knowing we've got the right vehicle. Law number four is the law of attraction, of finding the right people to help you promote that vehicle and share that story with you. Law number five is to be a tour guide, to follow the system, the law of process, to not be the issue, to follow the game plan. And that's one of the things that's great about our business is we've got a really great fast start training. Law number six is the law of reciprocity, which is, you know, do the right thing for people, help them get started right, help them use the products right, help them go through their transformation right, spend that extra time up front. You're going to get paid in direct proportion to the success of your students. So imagine as you enroll this new person, what if that was the only person you could enroll this month? How much would you take care of that person? Make sure that they know what tools are available. Make sure that they meet their upline. Make sure that they know when the support calls are. Make sure that they are plugged into the Tuesday night training calls. Make sure that they go to unconvention. How much time and effort are you putting into those new people? Because the more that you put that law of reciprocity into play, the more that your people will do what you've done. So this is kind of weird, but law number seven is the law of speed. So law number six is kind of the law of care. You know, it's taking care of people, making sure that you do things the right way. But law number seven is, hey, you know, go fast too. You know, this is still a business of doing. And the more people you talk to and the faster you can help them to get started, the faster you can help them get product results, the faster you can help them get their first check, the more clear that they are as to what their financial goals are, the bigger you can get them to think, the faster you can get them to move, the more that you can get them to open up their database, the more things you have going on at one time, people are going to feel that energy, feel that excitement, and love that speed. And I was just talking today with Tevye Jones. I mean, he was at Green Diamond for a long time, and he's broken through. He made it to Blue Diamond. Congratulations, Tevye. He did that this week, this month again, and he's on Sarah's team, and he's already headed to black. He's headed to black this week. He's headed to black this month. He just passed blue. He'd been, you know, at green for months and months and months, more than a year, and he broke through blue, and boom, law of speed, law of vision, law of, you know, thinking bigger, thinking faster. He's already... You know, he's not taking his foot off the gas. He's not celebrating. He's out there looking for what's next and helping his people to go fast. And so, you know, that's what it takes to be successful. And once you have that activity level, he was saying to me that he was doing a Zoom call on a team Zoom call, and there were three people he hadn't met yet. And so, you know, when things are slow, it's like you talk to the same couple of prospects every few weeks, you talk to the same person or two that's in your business, you know, and following up with the same people. If you're going fast and you're busy and things are popping and things are happening and you're doing LSPs and you're doing healthy happy hours and you're doing Zoom calls and you're going to be going to unconvention and you're going, when you have things happening and people are calling you for three-way phone calls, it's just more fun. Law number eight is the law of adjustment. So, you know, what are you doing right? What are you doing wrong? What are your goals each and every month? How do you break that down weekly? And if you're doing this business more seriously, how are you breaking that down on a day-by-day basis? How are you measuring your progress? You know, what new things are you working on? What's the one big thing that you want to improve for this month? You know, who's the one big person you want to bring into your business? So constantly be making adjustments as to what you're saying and how you're saying it. You know, you've done a three-way phone call and tried to help somebody enroll. Now it's twice. Now it's three times. Now it's 10 times. Now it's 20 times. How much better is your presentation getting? How much more effective are you in getting people to get started with a platinum or a launch pack? So constantly be making those adjustments. Number nine is the law of celebration. You know, if you're doing things right, if you're caring for people, moving fast, making adjustments, then you're going to have a lot to celebrate. You know, and you want to celebrate every little thing that your new people do. You know, the first time they put you on a three-way phone call, the first live streaming party or healthy happy hour that they do, the first new person that they enroll, the first new person who enrolls somebody who enrolls somebody, the first time they get to consult them. So, you know, the more that you're excited for your people, the more they're going to be excited for their people, and the more that you're going to create a community and a culture that's locked in, that's bonded, that's built on solid, you know, caring for each other. And the last law is the law of Kaizen. Kaizen is a Japanese word that means continuous improvement. And so you want to constantly be sharpening the saw. You know, you want to constantly be looking for new ways to look at things, constantly reading new books, constantly meeting new people, constantly going to new events. And so, you know, the big convention is another one that, you know, you're going to learn new things. You're going to see new things. You're going to expand your vision. You're going to meet new people. That's how your business gets better. So improve your knowledge, improve your skills, and constantly be working on yourself. And that's how you can become bigger and better as a person, bigger and better at life, and bigger and better at your business. So going through those laws, you know, quickly one more time. Law number one is the law of leverage or the law of duplication. Number two is the law of what's called the law of blueprinting. You know, it's the law of being worthy of duplication. Law number three is the law of belief or the law of opportunity or the law of the vehicle. It's being in the right place at the right time with the right company, with the right products, and we certainly are with Purion. Law number four is the law of attraction. You got to bring people into this business. It's a business of people. It's a business of distribution. It's a business of promoters. It's a business, it's a movement. And so you're going to have to attract those people that are mission-oriented, that are positive, that are excited, that are inquisitive. Law number five is to be a tour guide, to the law of the process, the law of the system. You want to make sure that you're laying a foundation that's simple, simple, simple. Simple way to promote, simple way to get started on the product, simple way to share the tools, simple way to get people started right, simple way to promote events, simple way to just keeping everything simple and having a process for as many things as possible. Simple way to share gift cards. Law number six is the law of reciprocity. You know, it's getting people started right. It's putting that care into people so that as you bring people in, you're going to get them started right, and they're going to do the same for you. Law number seven is the law of speed. You know, once you learn how to do things in a conscious way, in a thoughtful way, then you start to learn how to do things in an unconscious way, in a fast way, where it just starts to happen. This is a business of doing. And, you know, people are not going to be willing to do things that you're unwilling to do. So go fast, have fun, share. Focus on the activities, and the outcomes will happen. You know, focus on the activities, and the outcomes will happen. So just go fast, have fun, have a lot of balls in the air, be talking to lots of people, and moving people through the process, and you'll see pop, 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 that at the end of the month, as we are heading to the end of the month now, that you're going to have lots of people who are going to want to come into your business. Law number eight is the law of adjustment. Set those SMART goals. Set that game plan, measure your progress, constantly be making small adjustments, you know, try some new things, see how they work, keep those things that work, get rid of those things that don't. Measure your time as it relates to, you know, what activities you're doing. Measure your time with what people you're talking to and spending time with. Law number nine is the law of celebration. Hey, this is a fun business. Have fun doing it. Let people know you're having fun. Share it on social media. you know, let people see that lifestyle. I was talking to Tevi again today, and I was asking him how much fun he's having, and he's like, man, I'm so locked in. I'm loving my team. My team's loving me. You know, this is full-time income for me now, and it's just getting bigger, and you just hear the excitement and energy in his voice. People want to be around him. So success creates success. Celebrate the success you're having. Celebrate the success of your people. And then law number 10, the law of Kaizen, you know, sharpen your knowledge, sharpen your skills, constantly get better, and, you know, constantly challenge yourself. The more that you can, you know, take your business and your life to another level, the more that you're worthy of getting to the next level. So, you know, if you've been stuck at executive for a while, then, you know, there might be some new skills you need to do to get to diamond. Ask somebody who is a diamond. Ask somebody who is a green or a blue diamond. You know, ask somebody in your upline as to what you need to do to get better. Don't be afraid to ask for help. This is a team sport. Ask your upline for help. So anyway, those are some of the 10, in my mind, 10 irrefutable laws of network marketing. And if you follow those laws, if you lean into those laws, if you utilize those things, if you're working fast and working with care and, you know, attracting good people and celebrating your successes and just following those laws, you're going to find that your business is going to grow and you're going to have fun doing it. So hopefully that was helpful. And join us tomorrow night. David Sandoval every Wednesday night does his Purium Lifestyle call. So make sure you plug into that. If you've got new people joining the business, especially Transformers, make sure that they're on the Transformation Support calls. Join us if you're in Colorado or know somebody in Colorado at the Go Big Training with Dr. Dana and I. And Unconvention coming up next week. Paso Robles. There's just lots of stuff going on. Check your event schedule. And we will catch you tomorrow night. And as I said, we'll be hearing from Sarah Rhinelander sometime in the upcoming week. So congratulations, Sarah and team. Congratulations, Tevia, and all of you who have already rank advanced for the month of March. Still a couple days left. And still a couple days left to qualify for your USA Dream Trip. So take full advantage of all that's going on. And we'll catch you tomorrow night with David Sandoval. Good night, everybody.